Today's passage comes from Book of Acts 18, 1 through 22. After these things, he left Athens and went to Corinth. And he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, having recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla. Because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome, he came to them, and because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them. And they were working, for by trade they were tent makers. And he was reasoning in the synagogue every Sabbath and trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. But when Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul began devoting himself completely to the word, solemnly testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. But when they resisted and blasphemed, he shook out his garments and said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. I am clean from now on. I will go to the Gentiles." Then he left there and went to the house of a man named Titus Justus, a worshiper of God, whose house was next to the synagogue. Crispus, the leader of the synagogue, believed in the Lord with all his household and many of the Corinthians when they heard were believing and being baptized. And the Lord said to Paul in the night by a vision, "Do not be afraid any longer, but go on speaking and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no man will attack you in order to harm you, for I have many people in this city." And he settled there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. But while Gallio was a proconsul of Achaia, the Jews with one accord rose up against Paul and brought him before the judgment seat, saying, "This man persuades men to worship God contrary to the law." But when Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrong or of vicious crime, O Jews, it would be reasonable for me to put up with you. But if there are questions about words and names and your own law, look after it yourselves. I am unwilling to be a judge of these matters." And he drove them away from the judgment seat. And they all took hold of Sosthenes, the leader of the synagogue, and began beating him in front of the judgment seat. But Gallio was not concerned about any of these things. Paul, having remained many days longer, took leave of the brethren and put out to sea for Syria. And with him were Priscilla and Aquila. In Cenchrea, he had his hair cut, for he was keeping a vow. They came to Ephesus, and he left them there. Now he himself entered the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to stay for a longer time, he did not consent, but taking leave of them and saying, "I will return to you again if God wills." He set sail from Ephesus. When he had landed at Caesarea, he went up and greeted the church and went down to Antioch. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Our God, illuminate our hearts and minds. Give us ears to hear and hearts to understand your word. Encourage us and convict us according to your word and form us into your son's image. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. This is Paul's second missionary journey. And we are reading from Acts 18. Beginning of Acts 18, but if you have your Bibles with you and just a few chapters before, he's been going, preaching, visiting all these different cities. It really is a lot, so let me just tell you what are some of the cities and towns that he went to right before he came to this city, Corinth. Paul and Silas went to Syria, Cilicia, Derbe, Lystra, Phrygia, Galatia, Mysia, Troas, Philippi. Chapter 17, they came to Thessalonica, Berea, Athens. And now we see them arriving at Corinth. And this is sometime between AD 50 to 53, somewhere there. And we didn't read it, but chapter 18, verse 23, his third missionary journey begins. So what we are looking at is toward the end of his second missionary journey. I was reading this a few weeks ago, and what caught my attention in this passage was verses 9 through 11. That is, Jesus speaking to Paul. That's what caught my attention, and I'll be talking about that. Before that, but let me give you a recap, give you a review of Apostle Paul's footsteps in just a few places. And I want us to notice a pattern, and I think this is crucial for us to understand, to get the background story and how and why at this particular time and point where Jesus is speaking to Paul. We have to understand Paul's behavior, in his missions. At Thessalonica in chapter 17, verses 1 through 2 says this, "They came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And according to Paul's custom, he went to them and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the scriptures." That's Acts 17, verses 1 through 2. "When they came to Berea," listen to 17:10, "the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. And when they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews." What about in Athens? 17, verses 16 through 17. "Now while Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was being provoked within him as he was observing the city full of idols. So he was reasoning in the synagogue with the Jews and the God-fearing Gentiles, and in the marketplace every day with those who happened to be present. And today, as we have read at Corinth, what do you expect Paul to do? Verse 4, he was reasoning in the synagogue every Sabbath and trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. Later on in verse 19, when they arrived in Ephesus, same thing again. They came to Ephesus and he left them there. Now he himself entered the synagogue, reasoned with the Jews." Now there's a pattern, and most of you, if you've been a Christian for a while, you understand. This has been Apostle Paul's missionary strategy. Whenever, wherever he goes, first place that he goes to is the synagogue. He enters the synagogue and he reasons from the scripture to prove that Jesus, Yeshua, is the Messiah that they've been waiting for. And invariably in those places there would be God-fearing Jews. You know that. So that's what he's been doing. Wherever he went, at least in second missionary journey, this is what we read from the scriptures. He goes to the city, he goes to the synagogue, and he reasons and he reasons and he reasons. But if you've been reading from the earlier parts of the book of Acts, what was puzzling to me is this. In his first missionary journey, in Acts 13, he was in Pisidian Antioch. There are two Antiochs, Syrian Antioch, the Antioch church that sent him. But in the city, in Turkey, modern-day Turkey, there is also another Antioch.